You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Just lastly, on today's show, we have our old host, Joe Guy, back, who spoke with Kay Emma Ng on her book, New Asian, Old Asian.
How did growing up in the kind of Auckland of the 1990s inform some of the experiences that you outlined in this book?
Well, I think it was actually learning more about what happened in the 1990s and realising that the 1990s were a time of real change in terms of the Asian population in Auckland really made me look back on my experiences of my childhood. So I think when I was a child, and I think when anyone's a child, you don't really process some of the things that are happening to you or quite register their gravity as they're happening to you. So things like, one of the instances I talk about in the book is how there was a hockey coach who called me the little Oriental. And it wasn't really until I was older that I was like, wow, that was a really strange thing to do. That sort of marks you out as different.
Yeah. At what point do you think you kind of became more consciously aware of these things that might have happened in your childhood and you're like, ah, oh, that was actually a pretty fucked up thing that happened?
I think I always registered difference, but it wasn't actually until in 2015 when the Chinese sounding surname, Chinese House Overseas Fires thing happened that I really realised or connected those events to political events and realised that those personal experiences kind of have a political import.
I just want to touch on Aotearoa's kind of diverse multicultural landscape. We have this image of being very accepting. Do you think we serve Asian New Zealand as well?
I think it's definitely kind of a myth that New Zealand is as accepting a place as we like to think it is. I think that it's easy for a lot of people to believe that myth because some of the difference that we feel as Asian New Zealanders sort of goes unspoken. People don't really talk about things that happen to them or experiences that make them feel that they're different as kind of like a pattern. People talk about them as individual events that have happened to them that are kind of unfortunate rather than connecting them all up and saying, no, actually these things happen very often and to a lot of different people.
I think it's kind of interesting that you also explore like the dichotomy between navigating this country as a first generation Chinese immigrant to New Zealand versus being a second generation New Zealander. Do you think this is also an element of immigration that a lot of people overlook in terms of the different kind of experiences and the different struggles that you would have?
Yeah, definitely. And I think looking back on my childhood and growing up in Auckland, that's one thing that I realise now is that actually it was probably relatively easy for me because I was kind of able to diffuse the behaviours that I felt like made me different and sort of pass in a way, which is not so easy for people who are immigrants or, you know, the 1.5 generation, which is like when you move here when you're very young.
Just as you mentioned before, I kind of wanted to touch on Labour's Chinese sounding names campaign that you mentioned prompted you writing this. And obviously we're in an election year and immigration's quite a prominent subject, and there's been a bit of talk about the way that people in specific political parties are approaching the topic. And this might be a loaded question, but why do you think people hesitate so much around this issue? Do you think there's an element of fear?
Do you mean why does it keep coming up as, well, like, as such a central question?
Or just in the way that people are kind of scared to talk about immigration, do you think it should be such a scary topic?
No, definitely not. And I think actually talking through it is what will help break the cycle of sort of anti-Asian sentiment, because I think often we end up talking about race and racism in New Zealand through other issues like immigration and like home ownership or property ownership. And so we never actually really get to talk to the issue that's at the heart of it all. And I think if we just kept talking, we'd manage to work out, you know, what our fears actually are and separate out which are the like anti-Asian tendencies and which are the actual well-founded, perfectly normal concerns.
And do you think the topic of immigration is also quite conflated? Because in a lot of instances, they forget to talk about immigrants as people and it's more just like statistics, numbers, facts, figures kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's a big problem with the way that New Zealanders and New Zealand looks at Asia, is that we tend to think of Asia as this huge kind of foreign place that's hard to relate to. And I think we forget that the people who move here are individuals and, you know, they have individual motivations for moving to New Zealand that are really similar to the reasons that a lot of people move to New Zealand. I was going to say that it was actually one of the reasons that I wrote my original piece for the Pantograph Punch, was that I felt like this idea of there being an older New Zealand Asian population and a newer Asian New Zealand population hadn't really been discussed much in the mainstream. And so a lot of the arguments that came up in reaction to the Chinese sounding surnames thing were either to do with debating the statistics or to use the argument of, you know, Chinese people have been in New Zealand for generations, or my family's been in New Zealand for generations. And really, I think that sort of misses the point, because the way we treat immigrants shouldn't be based on, you know, how you shouldn't earn belonging over generations. It should really be a question of how are we treating immigrants and people who are arriving here for the very first time.
And do you consider yourself, in terms of if you were to present a label, would you call yourself a New Zealander, or would you prefer Asian New Zealander or Chinese Kiwi? Do you have an issue in terms of the kind of labels that people put forth?
I definitely don't mind being called an Asian New Zealander or a Chinese New Zealander, because I think I've developed quite a lot of pride about that part of my identity. But I think it would be great to sometimes just be called a New Zealander too. So, and actually being in the United States is really interesting, because for the most part, when people ask me where I'm from, I can just say I'm a New Zealander and no one even blinks twice.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.